NFL players and owners are inching toward a new goal line labor agreement. Players and owners are expected to meet among themselves today, and it's possible that the owners could vote to ratify the deal on the table as early as today, but could take a while longer for the players to give their approval. Joining us live is Associated Press pro football writer Barry Wilner. Barry, good morning. Great to have you with us on WTOP.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
So now the owners are getting together in Atlanta today, and everything seems to suggest that a majority of them would support this measure and vote on it today. Is that what you're hearing?
I would expect that the owners will have the votes to pass the proposal they get. All the stickiness seems to be on the side of the players right now.
What is their problem? What are they hung up on?
Most of it is the legal issues and trying to get as much as they can before they sign on to a 10-year agreement. A lot of it has to do with the lawsuit that was filed by the 10 players, the antitrust lawsuit against the league. Some of it has to do with money that they feel should have been paid last year to them in benefits but was not under the old CBA. Those things have been pretty substantial arguments, but they really don't have to do with the actual CBA itself. Most of that seems to be secure already.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does it mean that the players' reps have given D. Smith the authority to finalize a deal for them?
That means nothing. He's always had that.
So, really, that was just a ceremonial kabuki kind of stuff?
It was kind of procedural. I guess it's a vote of confidence, you might say, for D. Smith. But he's always had that. And the reason that they hired him in the first place back in March of 2009 was to get them the best deal and be a very forceful figure in getting that deal. And they've never backed off on that.
Barry, is it at all clear yet what the effect will be on fans, on when and where we'll be paying more?
I think the immediate effect on fans will be that the preseason football, which isn't much fun to watch usually anyway, won't be much fun to watch triple.
Yeah.
At this point, maybe later in the preseason we'll start to see the star players, but with no off-season workouts, no mini camps and all of that, the teams are going to be very careful about their big-time players. So those first two exhibition games, I imagine, will be almost like watching college scrimmages.
We'll take whatever we can get here. Barry, it's interesting to watch that at least it's surfacing more now, some infighting among the players about, you know, who's in it for themselves or whatever, that kind of thing. Who's going to smooth this through so that, they can move more rapidly?
Well, that's up to D. Smith and the executive committee, and that's why yesterday was kind of disappointing, because they were dealing with so much of that stuff yesterday, where most people felt that they'd be able to look over a full document, which they still didn't have, incidentally, on Wednesday, but that they would have that document, be able to look over it and vote for it or vote against it if they weren't happy with it. But that didn't happen in part because of all this, as you said, infighting. I think that D. Smith will get all those people together as soon as they have a deal that they think fits all the players.
Well, hopefully we'll get some real news in the next day or two. Thanks, Barry. Good to talk to you.
Okay, guys.
Barry Wilner, pro football writer for the Associated Press.
Money news every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
It's 8:55. Here's Mark Neckert from the Washington Business Journal.